Today's sustaining member question is about how to gift without expectation. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I have a gift-giving dilemma that I'm hoping you can help me with. I love giving gifts, but I'm very conscious that giving gifts will sometimes make people feel that they need to gift in return, and I absolutely don't want to do that. I far prefer to give gifts than receive them, and if I ever felt that someone felt an obligation to give me a gift, I would feel horrible. I am fortunate that I have fantastic next-door neighbors. They have invited me over several times this past year, and I always take a small hostess gift, and they are all around a fantastic family. I'd love to buy them a small gift this holiday season just to let them know that I appreciate them. How can I give a gift and politely remove any obligation felt to return a gift? Or is that just a part of gift giving, and if I give one, I should just accept that comes with it? Really struggling with this one. Your advice would be most welcome. Thanks, Brian.
Brian, we're going with Nike on this. Just do it. Just give the gift. It's okay if one comes back to you. We have such a tendency, Dan, to think negatively about things. So what if rather than thinking that these people felt obligation and pressure from your gift, what if you felt they felt inspired?
They might take the same pleasure in it that you do.
Like you might have just given them the opportunity to gift more and feel better about it. And you've got to trust that other people can say, oh, wow, Brian got me a gift and it's okay that I don't get him one because I wasn't thinking in this way. I don't typically do a neighbor gift exchange, or I don't typically bake cookies and give them out to my friends and family throughout the holiday season. It's okay. It's all okay. I say gift, enjoy all that gift giving has for you. And if things come back your way, really just look at them in the positive. Don't think that you've put pressure and made people feel awful. Other people are perfectly capable of accepting something and realizing that they don't have to give a gift in return.
I wish I lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah, me too.
My next door neighbors are my parents, so actually I'm probably not going to be able to sneak up on them with a gift and surprise them. But if I did have a neighbor who I was going to sneak up on and give a gift for the first time, the only etiquette twist I might offer is that you could acknowledge, say, I know we haven't done this in the past, but I so appreciated all the dinner parties we had this year and I just wanted to get you a little something. And there could be a hint, a taste of I know this is a first time, or I
know I don't usually do this, but I was inspired this year. I hope you enjoy.
Exactly. And that's not going to add to the obligation. It's just an acknowledgement of the first timiness of it that might make them feel a little better about not having something in that moment to give back to you, even though it is not an obligation for them to have something to give back to you in that moment. Big picture, just do it. If you feel inspired, gift giving can feel so good. And it's a really nice thought.